Tyler Bridges, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
So what will the new tenants do with the Artworks building? Who are they and what's their plan?
The winning bidder for the Artworks building is the New Orleans Culinary and Hospitality Institute. It's just been formed. It consists of a bunch of different entities. The main player is Delgado Community College, but also UNO and Tulane. What they want to do is expand the existing cooking school or culinary institute that Delgado has, and then add on that an opportunity for students not just to graduate in culinary arts from Delgado, but also get a four-year degree from UNO. And then if they're good enough to maybe enroll in an executive chef, a master's program at Tulane, and that would also attract students from out of the state.
Tell me a little bit about the building itself and its history. What does it look like right now? What are the facilities like inside? And how valuable of a property is this?
We talk about a building. It's actually five different buildings. They're all adjoining just off Lee Circle. Probably people have driven by them. They're different colored buildings, five stories, 93,000 square feet in all. And the idea originally was to create the Artworks Institute. The Artworks building was for the Council of Arts in New Orleans. It was going to be artist studios, galleries. It's a beautiful facility inside, but they had no way to pay off all the money they borrowed and were given to do this. And so they closed their doors, really never weren't open for very long. They closed the doors in 2011. The building has been vacant since then. So the nonprofit Louisiana Artists Guild has taken on the task of selling the building. There ended up being three final bidders for it. And the nonprofit board has decided that the Culinary Arts Institute is the best use for that building, and they would pay $6.2 million to the nonprofit. And all of that money would go to the city of New Orleans, which originally lent money for that Artworks building.
How much money was involved in the original development of the Artworks project?
All told, it cost something like $25 million to renovate the existing buildings and build some new ones. Again, it's five new buildings all in one. And that $25 million is probably worth about $4.5 million today. So it's been a colossal financial waste. And taxpayers have a lot at stake because of that $25 million. They put in about $18 million worth. And taxpayers are going to put in millions more for the Culinary Arts Institute. The money they're putting in is mostly state money, also some federal money too.
So when it comes to these public-private partnerships that get projects like these on the table and then start developing them and moving forward, how do we know that this new tenant won't be a fiasco in the way that the Artworks project was? How do we vet these kinds of partnerships?
The Artworks project before was projecting that they were going to have income from the artists and the art galleries, and that never developed. This project is going to have income from the tuition that the students pay, and Delgado's already shown that that works. So I can't predict that this will ultimately be a success, but it seems to be on pretty firm financial footing, and there's a lot of serious people involved. I don't think they would be lending their names to something that wasn't probably going to be successful.
And what's the timeline for it opening and starting classes?
Delgado hopes to start offering the classes in 2016, that they hope to have finished the renovation that is required on the existing buildings, and then by 2020 to be fully ramped up and have a full international, I think, Culinary Arts Institute, and certainly people in New Orleans like food, and both the locals and the visitors.
Great. Tyler Bridges with The Lens, thanks so much for talking to us about the recent announcement that the New Orleans Culinary and Hospitality Institute is going to be taking over what we've been calling the Artworks building. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.